That's the sound of students and community members gathered at the Mount Allison campus last September to join in a global climate strike led by students from Divest Mount A, a longstanding cooperative movement that's demanding Mount Allison divest its endowment funds from fossil fuel companies. This Friday, Divest Mount A will lead another global climate strike protest on the Mount A campus. CHMA caught up with Kate DeRoche, one of the members of Divest Mount A, to find out what's planned for Friday.
So this is part of the global Fridays for Future movement. So they have a few days a year when they do a global climate strike, and Friday is one of those days. And so we're participating in that. So what we're doing is pretty classic strike format like we've done in the past. So we're going to be meeting at the academic quad outside the library, doing some chants and things, some speeches, and then we're going to be marching over to Centennial Hall to continue with chants and speeches there. Yeah.
It seems like, you know, in the past 2 years of pandemic, 2 years plus of pandemic, you know, sometimes climate change has taken a back seat in people's like everyday thinking. Are you hoping that that kind of turns a corner now and that you might even get more people out to sort of ramp up the call for changes and climate justice and sort of the various things that you're calling for?
Yeah, I think that's what we're hoping for. And definitely in the past couple of years, even though, like you said, a lot of climate change discussions have taken a backseat, I think there also has been a lot of mobilization, you know, especially now that people are kind of becoming aware of a lot more social issues like, you know, the climate crisis included. But other than that as well, like there was the, you know, protests of, about police brutality in the States and here and, you know, more awareness of Canada's history with residential schools and things like that. And so, yeah, we've definitely seen a lot more kind of awareness of those social injustices. And so, yeah, I think we're kind of like we have a lot of momentum right now, despite the pandemic. And like this past year, I think we've received a lot of support from the Mount A community, from students, from, I mean, even the university president has publicly supported us. And I mean, David Suzuki, like, so yeah, I think we are definitely, we're at a good point right now where we have a lot of, I think, momentum.
Divest Mount A is organizing this strike, but it's not just about divestment with the university strictly. Does it have a broader call or, yeah?
Yeah, I think, like, it's kind of a bit of both. Like, our main ask is still divestment, and that's still mainly what we're pushing for. But, you know, the climate strike, the Fridays for Future strikes are part of a global movement that is pushing for, you know, divestment is a part of that, but climate action in general. And, you know, a lot of these strikes take place outside parliaments or town halls or like, and some outside universities, high schools, pretty much everywhere. So it's definitely part of a bigger movement that pushes for kind of comprehensive climate action. But yeah, again, we are, you know, like we're staying on campus for the strike. We're not marching to town hall or anything like that this year. So yeah, our main ask is still divestment. That's our main focus.
So give us the details of where and when.
Yeah, so we're meeting at the library quad, so like right outside the library at 10:30 on Friday morning. And then around 11, we're going to be marching to Centennial Hall.
And you'll be there, rain or shine?
Yes, rain or shine. Our signs might melt, but we'll be there.
That's Mount A student Kate DeRoche, a member of Divest Mount A, and one of the organizers of a climate march happening this Friday, leaving from the Ralph Pickard Bell Library at 11 a.m., rain or shine.